This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hi, this is Mary Grady with AvWeb, and today I'm talking with Doug Clements. He's with Wings of Hope, which is based in Chesterfield, right outside of St. Louis, Missouri. And they're involved in this situation in Haiti, and they've got some pilots who are based in that area where the earthquake took place this week. And so he's going to give us an update on how they're involved and how pilots can help out with the situation. So, Doug, could you give us an update on what's going on right now?
Well, right now it's a case of trying to rescue the people that are obviously incapacitated by fallen debris from buildings and so forth. Wings of Hope has flown in, to the best of my knowledge, as of this morning, two cadaver dogs that we happen to have in Dominican Republic, which is, of course, on the same island. The island is Hispaniola, and DR is on one side, and Haiti is on the other. So they'll be spending time trying to find survivors and so forth. And medical supplies, things of that nature, anything to do with medical things are certainly in desperate need. And we've had quite a bit that we've brought in there. We have two aircraft that we use, actually serving several island groups, not just Haiti. Wings of Hope does not do relief work, and that's all. We generally establish a base of operations and do sustainable operations in various countries that are impoverished, and Haiti, of course, is one of those. So we have three people that live in Haiti permanently that have been working there for quite some time, all based out of Port-au-Prince. And the airport in Port-au-Prince is running. It's up and running. They have so much air traffic coming in that they're actually diverting some of it to Dominican Republic right now. But the runway is fine and so forth. The two aircraft that we use, one is a Piper Chieftain, a large aircraft. The other is a Cessna 402, also a twin-engine, fairly large, both cabin-class aircraft. And we're not taking any people to speak of right now because the other charities have got doctors and things, and there are a lot of doctors in Haiti already. It's a case of getting supplies. These aircraft are now just been converted to cargo aircraft to be bringing in nothing but supplies at this point in time. And it's a flight about every 4 hours. You know, they make the round trip from DR, gas up, resupply, and head on back over there. So it's a very busy operation.
Okay, and are you operating exclusively in and out of that main airport, or are there other smaller airports that you are able to get in and out of?
There are several grass strips that Wings of Hope is familiar with that we do use, but oddly enough, in the really rural areas of Haiti, the damage is relatively slight. If people can imagine living in a shanty town, when a shanty falls on you, it's not too hard to dig yourself out. When a concrete building falls on you, that's a whole other matter. And there are no concrete buildings in small villages and things like that. The concrete buildings are in the larger cities like Port-au-Prince, and there's probably three or four large cities in Haiti that have those larger structures. The rest of the villages that we work in routinely, people may be homeless, but they were very close to being homeless in the beginning. If you live in a bamboo hut or something like that, then it doesn't take you long to rebuild one when you need to. But there are some grass airstrips out there that we use. We don't take the Chieftain into those. We do take the Cessna 402 into those, however, because it does have stall strips on the front and so forth. The pilot is very experienced at that sort of thing. So most of the medical supplies are all going into the larger communities, and they've all got paved runways, all of which are workable. Until this big disaster hit, we all knew it was poor, and we all did what we could do, and that was kind of the end of it. Now there's a big disaster, and it's getting a lot of attention, which is good, but what Haiti needs is a completely revamp. It needs to really be completely started over as a human society, and until that happens, everything else is a Band-Aid thing. This big disaster is a sad thing to happen to the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere, and we'll continue to work at it, but it's nice to see the attention finally get drawn on it because it's going to need some major attention. If anything long-term is going to happen, Wings of Hope's major focus is on long-term solutions rather than on short-term things.
So how do you see their recovery? I mean, how long will it take place, or is this really something that they can't recover from?
Well, they can. Oddly enough, there's a fair amount of wealth in Haiti if you're in the upper class of society. That group is going to have to make up their minds that they're going to invest back into their infrastructure that has suffered damage as a result of this. If they're willing to do that, then this country can, in fact, dig itself out probably in 6 months to a year. It won't be, it'll be like New Orleans. It's been a couple of years since Katrina hit. Wings of Hope was one of the first charities in the Katrina. In fact, we were there still when the floodwaters were up. And we are still, to this day, carrying patients that are involved with Katrina evacuations and so forth. It takes a long time to get everything back in place. But buildings can be replaced. It's the people that can't. You've got maybe 10,000, maybe 100,000. Nobody really knows how many people have become deceased as a result of this disaster. That's the sad part, is the people that suffer the most continue to suffer the most. The poorest of the poor are the ones that bear the brunt of these disasters, typically. But 6 months to a year, I think Haiti has an opportunity to dig itself back out of this. And will, if the people that are in power want it to.
Right. Now, do you see these rural areas where people at least have survived? Will they start to come under stress though in the next few weeks as supplies are disrupted and they can't get in and out of those places? Will you see a need for airplanes then?
Well, I think there's always a need for aviation. General aviation is the wonderful magical tool that Wings of Hope uses in 43 different countries around the world. Without aircraft, you can't efficiently deliver people and supplies and resources basically into these poor areas. And so that will always continue. The outlying rural areas will be the last to receive assistance. And in this case, that's probably proper. The outlying rural areas haven't suffered as much as the cities have because those people never had anything to begin with. An earthquake doesn't destroy a crop. An earthquake doesn't destroy a water supply. An earthquake destroys buildings, and those destroyed buildings hurt people. Most of that has taken place in the larger communities. So the aviation outreach into the rural areas will continue and will go on long after this disaster has been satisfied and sustained. In the city areas, what a little bit of tourist trade, for example, is the presidential palace you can take a tour on in Port-au-Prince, the beautiful palace, that obviously has suffered and sustained damage. So those kinds of things, which will hurt the economy, will ultimately hurt the people in the cities. The people in the rural areas don't suffer that economic impact because they don't have an economy. It's hard for people in the United States to understand that. Even the smallest cities in the United States have pieces of paper with George Washington's picture on it. You don't have that type of thing in these rural communities in very, very poor nations. They have very little money, so most of what gets traded is barter. If you grow turnips, you trade your turnips for somebody that grows corn. And there's a tremendous amount of that takes place in the rural area and will continue to take place in the rural area. And an earthquake doesn't hurt those things.
Okay.
Earthquakes destroy buildings and that.
And I guess it would also destroy or disrupt transportation networks, but I guess that's not a factor even in those areas.
In those areas, it isn't. No, the rural areas are all served by aircraft normally anyway. There
Okay.
certainly are dirt roads into the rural areas. They're accessed by jeeps. Bedford trucks, any of your listeners out there that remember old Bedford trucks, they were used certainly in the wars and they're still around. England still makes them. It's a great big truck and go through about 4 foot of water or 4 foot of sand or 4 foot of anything.
Okay, so the main thing you're doing right now then is you've got flights going in and out of there, you said every 4 hours, bringing in supplies and
That's correct.
dogs and anything else that they need. And so what can our readers do to help? If I know a lot of pilots think that, they wish they could get down there with their airplane and help in the support effort, but that's not always the best thing to do.
Well, it isn't, and that's always the you hate to tell people that you can't use that particular type of support, but in this case, you can have too much of that. And a lot of these airplanes aren't large enough. The two planes we use are very large twins. Smaller airplanes don't carry enough to pay for the gas. Let's say you go to Miami and you launch from Miami and head on down to the island groups. The amount of money you're going to spend in gasoline to get to Miami and go from Miami out to these islands send that money to Wings of Hope. We've already got supplies that are waiting to be loaded on airplanes and brought over. Gasoline's $7.80 a gallon. I mean, it's not inexpensive. And that's when you can find clean gasoline. A lot of the gasoline's dirty. You've got to go through some cleaning processes and filters. We said everything goes through Chamois filters for us and so forth. So it's money and medical supplies. We can always use more donated medical supplies. Absolutely.
Okay, and how would people reach you if they want to help out?
The easiest way for any kind of credit card transaction is simply to call our 1-800 number, 800-448-9487. 800-448-9487, and they can simply give us a credit card over the phone. If they want to ship or send a check, it's Wings of Hope, 18370 Wings of Hope Boulevard, St. Louis, Missouri, 63005.
Okay, and your website?
Website is wings-of-hope.org.
Okay, great. Okay, and is there
we appreciate it.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time. I know it's busy there. And is there anything else you'd like to add or you think our listeners need to know?
Well, we appreciate all the help that's been extended to us, and we could always use more, and we're very grateful and very humbled for what General Aviation brings to help the world's poor with Wings of Hope.
Okay. Well, thanks very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.